Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening and Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. You can call in your prayer requests at that same number. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. Where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We thank you and choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you have placed in our hearts. We trust you today with everything that we are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to say you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here to conduct our lesson this evening in Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. If you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
My heart and soul and mind. west of the sky. You will never cease praising you, Father. For you will come as full appreciation of your glory. For as long as we live to magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord with me, somebody. Forever we love you. Forever we live to worship you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
I live for you.
Praise be to God. Dear God, I want to thank you for your grace and mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. I ask for you to take my hand and lead me in the ways you best see fit, and fill my heart with the kindness you bestowed upon me. As you are impartial, please help me to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that I do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Equipping of the Word. Praise God. Equipping of the Word. The scripture for this message is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17, from the New Living Translation. And it says, God uses it to equip his people to do every good work. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer says, during the last few days, we have seen that the word is indeed central to knowing and doing God's will. You cannot truly live the triumphant Christian life apart from it. The Lord works through it to equip you, thoroughly furnishing you with everything you need to complete every good work. At times, the most difficult thing for any of us to do is finish well. We come to points in our lives when we feel we cannot go on or achieve what we have been given to accomplish. The burdens become too heavy, the dissension too complex, the challenges too disheartening, and the road too bewildering. We wonder if we have what it takes to keep going or if we should just give up. But what the word does in such times is help us complete the journey. It trains us to keep fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, Hebrews 12 and 2. Through scripture, God gives us the spiritual food that fuels us, providing the wisdom and energy we need to keep going each day and comfort the obstacles, confront the obstacles that await us on the path. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Jesus, thank you for working through your word to equip me for every good work, including the length of the journey. I will endure knowing you are always with me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
y'all. It's simple. We're going to have church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about His goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me.
His blood
is
always free.
Somebody gotta cry out, Jesus,
sustain.
Some cloud you gotta call him.
Jesus,
you gotta call on him.
Sustain me.
My Lord. Jesus.
Sustain.
Yes, he does.
Sustains me.
Late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me.
When I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me.
Trouble.
God, it sustains me.
Trouble all the time.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you breathe.
The Lord who sanctifies you. In Exodus 31 and 13 says, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, you shall surely observe my Sabbath, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Amen. Jehovah Mekadishman, which means the Lord who sanctifies you. You are the God who sanctifies us. We pray you will sanctify us in your truth, for your word is truth. You are the God of peace who sanctifies us completely. May our whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at your coming, Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you, for you have kept us as your own, set apart to your work, sanctified to do your will. Receive the honor we give to you, and may the fruit of our lips bring you joy. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Unfortunately, our lady Nadine Williams could not be with us this evening, so I will bring a word this evening. Amen? At 7 p.m. To God be the glory. So again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
breaks my mind. The grace you've shown towards me, I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Follow me, I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me.
You remember me with grace and mercy. I ask you to show me kindness and great forgiveness, forgiving myself to things that are not holy. Forgive me for taking what you have set apart as your own and using it on profane things. Forgive my lack of honor toward my own life in many ways, a life you have brought and paid for at a great cost. Show me the greatest of mercy for not treating as sanctified that which you how sanctified. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and cover the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it. There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. There were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him.
Call on him.
Pleaded with the Lord to heal.
Call on him.
Down on my knees, I called on him. Hey.
Call on
all
him.
All of a sudden, I heard a voice singing deep down inside. Trials and tribulations, and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing. The God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call on him. And hear his voice. Speaking way deep down inside, he's saying,
darkness,
darkness,
But it will be all right in the morning. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord who sanctifies you. Thank you for making me yours. Thank you for setting me apart to be your own. You are holy. You are beautiful. You are kind. I place all I am into your loving hands and ask you to keep me in the shelter of your wings. Sanctify me in the hope that comes from knowing you are the one who is sovereign over all. I give you my thoughts, my talents, and my time. Sanctify all according to the purpose you have ordained for me. Use my skills and talents to glorify you. Allow my words to be set apart for you. Thank you for showing me I have a destiny to serve your kingdom purposes and advance your glory on earth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a few more selections, and after those few selections, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen.
I can't complain. Mama's taking it easy. Papa's gone on to paradise, smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet, hoping and praying to try to live happy and free. Come Sunday morning, I'll be falling, and I'm gonna give the Lord his day and everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. A heated conversation
me and my baby with sometimes debate. Life has but few guarantees. Sweet love and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. No time to listen to what this old man has to say. Oh, you see the world. Everything will be okay in the presence of His grace. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling. I'm gonna give the Lord His day, and everything will be okay in the presence of His grace. Oh yeah, in the presence of His grace. Of His grace, yeah, in the presence of His
Father, we ask You now, as we lift Your name, that You'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are Your people. Let's sing it like this together.
No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control.
He's in control, and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory, cause
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
in Him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control.
He's in control, and He knows everything.
How many know that You got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the
best of
people. Come on, lift them up again.
Oh, let's
rejoice
and shout unto
Him. When You called us.
Triumph in
You. You're in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I'm the victory for
thee. I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may
be. Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
If you believe that, sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift him up.
You can have it all, God.
Amen. You can have it all, God. At this time, I will play two more selections, and after the selections, I will come back with a short word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
And he's able.
Yes, he is.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. I come to let you know that my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God, he is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yeah. Yes, God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. That my God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to the heavens. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that he's able to heal you now. Yes. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. and wholeness, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Yes, he is.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is. Yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, you worship. You worship.
My God is able. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Revelation. That's the last book in your Bible in the New Testament. The book of Revelation, chapter 21. And we are going to read verses 1 through 8. Amen? And this chapter deals with making all things new. Again, that's Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. And it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, but you can read from any Bible that you are comfortable with reading. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things gone forever. And the one sitting on the throne said, look, I am making everything new. And then he said to me, write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true. And he said, and he also said, it is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshippers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. So these verses say, it's saying that the earth as we know it will not last forever. But after God's great judgment, he will create a new earth. God had also promised Isaiah that he would create a new and eternal earth. The sea is gone as well. In John's time, the sea was viewed as dangerous and changeable. It was also the source of the beast. We don't know how the new earth will look or where it will be, but God and his followers, those whose names are written in the book of life, will be united to live there forever. Will you be there? Is my question. The New Jerusalem is where God lives among his people. Instead of our going up to meet him, he comes down to be with us, just as God became man in Jesus Christ and lived among us. Wherever God reigns, there is peace, security, and love. Have you ever wondered what eternity will be like? The holy city, the New Jerusalem, is described as the place where God will remove all sorrows forevermore. There will be no death, sorrow, crying, or pain. What a wonderful truth. No matter what you are going through, it's not the last word. God has written the final chapter, and it is about true fulfillment and eternal joy for those who love him. We do not know as much as we would like, but it is enough to know that eternity with God will be more wonderful than we could ever imagine. God is the creator. The Bible begins with the majestic story of his creation of the universe, and it concludes with his creation of a new heaven and a new earth. This is a tremendous hope and encouragement for the believers. When we are with God, with our sins forgiven and our future secure, we will be like Christ. We will be made perfect like him. Jesus, as God finished the work of creation and Jesus finished the work of redemption, so the Trinity will finish the entire plan of salvation by inviting the redeemed into a new creation. The cowards are the fearful ones who abandon Christ at the threat of the beast. They feared persecution so badly that they chose temporary safety over eternal life. They are put in the same list as the unbelieving, the corrupt, the murderers, the immoral, the idolaters, the liars, and those practicing magic arts. By contrast, people who are victorious endure to the end. In Mark 13:13, they will receive the blessings that God promised. To follow Christ requires boldness and bravery to stand for him when oppression occurs. Pray for courage to do what is right, no matter what pressure you face. Those who can endure the testing of evil and remain faithful will be rewarded by God. Praise be to God. The lake is explained in the notes on 19 and 20 and 20 and 14. The second death is spiritual death, meaning either eternal torment or destruction. In either case, it is permanent separation from God. Praise be to God. So let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you. I thank you for your only begotten Son who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will, pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations receive deliverance. I pray for those that are lost in darkness receive the light of your salvation. We thank you for supplying our every need. And all these blessings we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. The fact that there are so many different theories about what happens to our souls when we die indicates our desire to understand the phenomenon of death. The phenomenon of death. We hear and use such expressions as life in the next world, life after death, and life on the other side. Does the Bible speak conclusively about this question? Yes. And the scriptural answer provides abiding hope for Christians, particularly as we deal with the death of a loved one or prepare to face death ourselves. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Genesis chapter 2, verse 17 in the NIV, where it says, "You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will certainly die." Praise be to God. And my title for this message is What the Bible Says About Death. Tonight my message is divided into three parts or three sections. Number one is, what is death? In Romans 5 and 12 says, death is the consequence of sin. When Adam and Eve broke God's command in the Garden of Eden, death became their companion. They died spiritually because they broke their relationship with God. The vital fellowship they had enjoyed with God in the garden was gone, dead. The principle of death became operative in their physical lives as well. They began to die physically. The inevitable deterioration of the physical body is a result of sin. And that is what we are going through today. As the body gets older, the more it deteriorates. And death sets in. In Hebrews 9 and 27 tells us, death is the lot of all people. Death is inescapable. We are dying progressively, and we will die terminally. Amen? Death in in Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 tells us death terminates earthly life. Death provides the temporal nature of physical existence. Genesis 3 and 19 tells us death is described as a return to dust. Genesis 25 and 8 tells us the absence of breath and a departure. The absence of breath and a departure. Philippians 1 and 23. Students of the Bible will discover an amazing difference in the attitude of various Old and New Testament saints in regard to death. The coming of Christ and his teaching clarified the death experience for Christians in an extraordinary way. In Matthew 17, 1 through 8 tells us the physical death have been recognized by the living. Peter, James, and John spiritually recognized Moses and Elijah during the transfiguration. We will have a greater knowledge of all things in heaven. 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. All the mysteries and perplexities of this earthly life will be clear to us in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Number two, the state of the dead. In Luke 23:43, before the resurrection of Christ, the dead apparently went to Sheol. In the story about the rich man and the beggar named Lazarus in Luke 16, the rich man suffered in a place of torment, but was able to look across a great chasm and see Lazarus by Abraham's side in paradise. Also, as Jesus was dying on the cross, he told the thief on his right in Luke 23:43, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. After the resurrection of Christ, believers who died are said to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. Death is also referred to as sleep in the New Testament. While the soul immediately goes to be with the Lord, John in Revelation describes believers who die as being happy, because they are able to rest from their labors, knowing that their works do follow them. Revelation 14 and 13. In Philippians 1 and 21 tells us Paul considered death for believers to be an experience of gain instead of loss. To Paul, death meant the final victory over self and temptation. In 2 Timothy 4 and 8, Paul anticipated the crown of righteousness. They awaited him and all those who love his Christ appearing. Paul's attitude toward death was not a morbid desire to escape from life. Rather, he knew the joys that awaited him after this life were far and beyond anything he could imagine. Amen. Praise be to God. And number three, the Christian attitude toward death. In Philippians 1:23-24 in the NIV, Paul said, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Again, this was not escapism, E-S-C-A-P-I-S-M, escapism, on Paul's part. He lived in such constant and close communion with his Lord that he longed to be with Jesus. At the same time, he felt the pressuring responsibility of establishing these churches and strengthening these new Christians in the faith. He was needed in this life and would feel, and would find joy fulfilling the purpose God had for him. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14 tells us that Paul also described for the Thessalonian believers and us the Christian attitude toward the death of loved ones. He attached the certainty of the resurrection of the dead to the belief and assurance that Christ had been raised from the dead. Amen. And before I conclude my message for this evening, I just want to share one last thing with you. Amen. So the new heaven and the new earth will not be distinct from each other. The very earth of the saints, their glorified bodies, will now be spiritual and heavenly, as suited to those pure mansions. The old world will have passed away. There will be no sea. This apparently represents freedom from conflict, from conflicting passions, temptations, troubles, changes, and alarms, from whatever can divide or interpret the communion of saints. This new Jerusalem is the church of God in its new and perfect state. Amen. The church triumphant, its blessedness, far holy from God, and depends on him. The presence of God with his people in heaven will not be interrupted. as it is on earth. He will dwell with them continually. All effects of former troubles shall be done away. Believers have often been in tears by reason of sin, of affliction, or the calamities of the church. But no signs, no remembrance of former sorrows shall remain. Christ make all things new. If we are willing and desirous that the gracious Redeemer should make all things new in our hearts and nature, we have hope that he will make all things new in respect of our situation. Till he has brought us to enjoy complete happiness, see the certainty of the promise. God gives his titles, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, as a pledge for the full performance. Sensual and sinful pleasures are muddied and poisoned waters, and the best earthly comforts are like the scanty supplies of a cistern when idolized. They become broken cisterns and yield only vexation. But the joys which Christ imparts are like waters springing from a fountain, pure, refreshing, abundant, and eternal. The sanctifying consolation of the Holy Spirit prepared for heavenly happiness. They are streams which flow for us in the wilderness. The fearful would not meet the difficulties of religion, and their savage fear came from their unbelief. Others were so dastard as not to dare to take up the cross of Christ, but ran into abominable wickedness. The agonies and terrors of the first death will lead to the far greater terrors and agonies of eternal death. And as I bring this message to a close, and while physical death is not something we normally look forward to, God regards death as the glorious homecoming of his children. Jesus said to his disciples in John 14:2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. He has gone to prepare a place for us, and he will come again to receive us," in verses 3-4. Death is no longer an enemy to believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is simply a blessed transition from an earthly life of imperfections and incompletion to one of perfection and eternal joy. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is on to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find, ask, and pray to the Holy Spirit to help you and to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your walk in the Word of God. Amen. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you, all of my Facebook friends, my YouTube friends, my Twitter friends, my Instagram friends, and all those on Block Talk Radio. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening and shalom. And we are leaving out on all belongs to you. Praise God. Good night, everybody. We love you and thank you.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.